Works wonders.
Hour of Good Day, we're going to meet one of our loyal listeners named Terry Bird from Dardanelle, Arkansas. So if you enjoy what the sounds of the program has a sound with Roberta, Jennifer, Clay, Richie, and me, but then when you're in the mix, it makes it even more compelling and more fun. So we're happy to make, hopefully it'll make somebody's life a little bit better, get a moment of so-called fame, if that's what it is. Good day time is 7 and change after the hour. Friday it is. Second Friday of the month. Today, the 10th? The 10th
it is.
Of December. Yeah. Two weeks from today, it's Christmas Eve. 2 weeks from today. Christmas gifts from Nicholas Brugerin, Steve and Jean Case, Lee and Toby Cooperman, Ted Forsman, David and Barbara Green, Lydia Hill, Carl Icahn, Sidney Kimmel, Duncan McMillan, Michael Milken, Joseph and Rita Mansueto, George Mitchell, Dustin Moskowitz, Denny Sanford, Tom and Cindy Secunda, Mark Zuckerberg, on top of the people whose names you became familiar with about a month ago or 2 months ago when it appeared that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett were on a mission. They got into a private jet. You may have seen some of this video, and they've flown around the country, around the world, to talk to people who have vast wealth, to get them to give money to charity, 50% or so of their wealth. So if you've got $1 billion, at the end of the day, you're still gonna have $500 million. I think we can pretty well take care of ourselves on $500 million, don't you think, Roberta?
I can do that. Yeah.
Can handle it, Rich?
No, thank you.
Isn't that how much MC Hammer had when he went before he went bankrupt?
That's true. He did.
Yeah. Ready? He had that much money. He went bankrupt.
Yep.
He had a lot of cash.
Wow, good for him.
And Clay, how do you know who MC Hammer is?
He's the one that sings "Hey Jude," isn't he? I love that song.
Right, that's him.
Yeah. And that's that song with the Beatles. That's the only Beatles song that was a big hit that I don't like because I don't like the end of it. It's a lot of racket. So, how many people think this tycoon giveaway is a neat thing? And do you think better of Zuckerberg being on that list? I know that I thought twice about it because you get an idea from listening to the stories about him and going to that movie that he's kind of a cur. He gave $100 million to the Newark school system, right? Didn't he do that a couple of months ago just before some nasty news about him came out? And now he's giving away half of his money. Is it really a sacrifice if you've got $1 billion to give away $500 million? That's about the league that Michael Milken is in. If you're like Michael Bloomberg, he's worth $20 billion. So he gives away $10 billion, still got $10
billion. Sure.
Well, you know what they're looking at, too? They're looking at as they get older, should they expire,
yes,
this money is going to go to the government.
Right.
So they figure,
waste.
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg's worrying about that quite yet.
No.
But still, you know,
Warren Buffett, sure.
Yeah. I found a story which I would love to pass on. Oh, look at this. Here's my little ladybug again. You want me to show her to you again?
No.
Those of you who are online.
You're so lucky. You're going to have double good luck.
See that ladybug? She's now walking across the paper. See her? I've got this wonderful little ladybug.
Yeah.
See her? Walking her up. She just flew around on the page. You're becoming a star, Ms. Ladybug. How do you like that? Anyway, the story.
I wonder if she can read that story any better than you did.
What story? I haven't read the story yet.
Oh, you haven't?
The one that here. Actually, this story is about Custer's flag being auctioned.
Yeah.
The flag from The Last Stand. Everything's getting auctioned off.
Do you see in that same auction, the Kennedys, Robert F. Kennedy's family is auctioning off one of the copies of the Emancipation Proclamation?
Yeah, that they had.
Hmm.
Yeah.
When did they get hard up for money?
Well, it's funny. Well, they give it to charity.
That's
what part of this is, yeah. Today, the cavalry flag known as Gideon, I think, Guide On, I guess it is. I never heard it referred to as that. G-U-I-D-O-N? Never heard of it referred to. Probably bring $5 million at an auction at Sotheby's in New York today. $5 million.
Wow.
for the flag from Custer's Last Stand.
Yeah, I wouldn't be buying that for a good luck piece.
No, because there were, what, 200 men that were cut down by the, yeah. the Sioux and the Cheyenne. There were 200 of them, and there were 1,800 Indians. That's what you call a bad day.
Yeah, buddy.
Really bad day. I drove by Little Bighorn, I think last year. There's a big national monument out there. And it's somewhat, you know, it looks
it's
like an...
It's cool. I was there.
How cool? It's not really that cool.
Well, no, it's a cool thing to look at, though.
When you think about what happened there, it's always...
Custer's my relative.
Is he?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Really? How so? Which side?
Somehow my mom's side.
Really?
And George Washington, too. I don't know. I'm the daughter of the American Revolution.
Can I touch you? You're an important human being.
You want to touch me? I know.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. There you are. They're going to have... Here, I got this ladybug. What is she doing now? She's flying around... On my.
Why don't you put her outside so she can get all cold?
Because it's cold. I don't want her to go outside, the poor thing.
She's going to die if you leave
this
her.
This could be the highlight of the show today, Richie. That ladybug walking around in the paper. May I highlight
something?
I'm on
the wiki Little Bighorn page.
Oh, yeah.
I
want you to move to the U.S. Marines, 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. There is a group in this battalion of women. There is an all-female group. In this battalion.
8th Marines.
The 8th, the 1st U.S. Marines, 1st Battalion, 8th Marines Division. And there are ladies, here's Sergeant Sheena Adams, who is with the Female Engagement Team, 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. They are a regimental combat team, and they have been giving their time when they weren't out on patrol to helping the locals in Afghanistan. For example, there's a picture online that I'm looking at. I'm not sure where could you find this. It's a Yahoo story. Probably find the slideshow there of these women and what they're doing in their off time to help the locals in Afghanistan. Also, let's see here. I'm looking at the children. They are working every day with the children. They go in full uniform. The kids are fascinated. There's a great picture of Sergeant Sheena Adams blowing a bubble gum. The stick. And the kids watching her, trying to touch her. Let's see, who else is in this group that I want to acknowledge? Shannon Crowley, a hospital corpsman, 22 years old, in the female engagement team. They put together, apparently, for an experiment, a group of women in the Marines who are on their own. So they don't have to worry about the men being around and all that other stuff. It includes Sergeant Sheena Adams, who's 25, Lance Corporal Christy Baker, who's 21. Hospital Corpsman Shannon Crowley, who's 22. Let's see some of the others who are in here. Lance Corporal Luzi Lopez, 21, in this female engagement team. These people are all in Afghanistan. Lance Corporal Rianne Donahoe, who's also 21. Picture of them taking a rest during a medical outreach this year in a province. Boldock, B-O-L-D-O-K. I don't know that much about it. Here's Lance Corporal Christy Baker, a picture of her by herself, doing a little yoga and on the computer in a cave. It's really, I mean, think of it. Here's another picture of Master Sergeant Cheryl Peters Williams, who's in this detachment team. Another corpsman named Amy Housley, who's 29. Now, why would a woman, I ask this, because I am proud of these women, and I'm really intrigued by two things. One, that they decided they just wanted to go into the Marines and do their thing. And the fact that the Marines put together, you wouldn't have thought the Marines would have put together a group of all women, a battalion of all women. Because we don't think of the, we think of the Marines as being very straight, and we think of them being moderately sexist. Maybe that's, is that fair? Do you think, Roberta, when you think of a Marine in service, in uniform, does that concept come into your mind at all?
You know, being sexist?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say sexist. I would say maybe a little macho.
Yeah.
Okay, macho. Thank you.
Macho.
Yeah.
But that's more of, I think, just a reality of the job.
Did you find these? Did you find the photo blog of these women, Richie? Are you looking for it?
No, anybody? I'm looking at the wiki page.
Jennifer?
I mean,
you
can't exactly fight a war by, you know, being, you know, nice and delicate. Let's put
no,
it that way.
You can't. So these women obviously have of side. They're showing their feminine side by working and helping the people in this village.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, there are plenty of shots of them holding up. What are their rifles? Are those M14s or something? I don't even know what they are.
M16.
Thank you.
Very good, Clay.
Well, you have the guys helping people in the village, but I think with women, because you know these are traditional villages, and so they're, you know, it's just a cultural consideration to have the women helping there.
But you look at these shacks; these people all live. Their houses are sticks with basically tarps over them. Mm-hmm. That's how these people live in these villages. We can't even come close to understanding what that's all about. I don't think, anyway. Do you think any? I mean, I guess if you go to some of the shanty towns in some parts of people where they're homeless, living in the woods, there are people living in the woods in the south, in some of these states where it's at least warm enough so you don't freeze. People migrate down to these areas and they get corrugated. Someplace they'll find a corrugated sheet, 4x8, and they'll put it up so that when it rains, it's not falling on them, and put it between a couple of trees in the woods. I've seen, I've come across those in my travels. But this is everybody living that way down there. Everybody in Afghanistan, outside of the main cities, are living in these sort of almost tent cities. And that's where these women are.
If you really want to understand how these people live and, you know, the mindset behind it and how these villages and the politics work, I just finished the book called Three Cups of Tea.
Yeah.
It's about a man who went over to Afghanistan over a decade ago to build schools. He was a climber, a mountain climber, and became enamored of these small villages and the people after they basically saved his life when he was lost wandering in the mountains. And he went back and vowed to build schools to educate the Afghani girls. And it's really, you know, this, besides the story of him building the schools and how he became friends with all of these tribal leaders, it's such an insight into how that whole part of the country lives and thinks and works. And the people, I'd recommend anybody interested in all this to read it. It's a fantastic
book. Name of the book again?
Three Cups of Tea.
Three Cups of Tea. All right. That sounds like a good... Roberta's really good when it comes to that sort of thing, so you might want to take her advice. Sounds good. 19 after on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Massachusetts.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney.
800-510-8255. Who is singing this song, Santa Baby?
If you know who it is, you get a CD or you get one of our pajama gram. We have these pajama gram sets to give away, Richie. The footy pajamas. You can choose what you want. They get 50 or 100 different styles to choose from, I think, at pajamagram.com. So you can have that. Or a Kenny G CD or something else that you might choose from our Doug Steffen catalog. Identify this singer, an icon, certainly. Who is this woman singing? No guesses out loud, Roberta. Rich, Jennifer, no guesses.
If you check off my Christmas list.
She's got a better voice.
You know who it is?
Yeah, you know who it is. Look at that.
Everybody heard it, I guess. Did they hear me when I said get this song? I think they probably did. All of you heard that.
Yeah.
Better singer than you would have thought.
Than I remembered.
Yeah, exactly. She was never alive when you were alive. I guess she was during the... When you were a young person.
I don't think so.
800-510-8255. Santa Claus has been canned from Macy's.
No, why?
And he's not jolly about it. And his fans are not happy either. The Santa Claus for 20 years in Macy's in San Francisco, known as Santa John, name is John Toomey, was told that he'll have to take his ho-ho-hos elsewhere because an adult couple complained about a joke that he cracked. Now, remember, this guy's been Santa carrying around a bag for decades. The joke was apparently something that he's told before. He's told it thousands of times, he says. Retired caretaker for an elderly home. He hit the wrong recipients with this joke. Apparently an older woman and her husband said that what he said was inappropriate.
What's the joke?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Well, I'm getting to that. He asks older people who sit on his lap if they've been good, and they say yes, and I say, gee, that's too bad. And then if they ask why Santa's so jolly, I joke that it's because I know where all the naughty boys and girls live. The children who sit on his lap get only the trademark laugh and questions about toys and stuff. But
if you're an old person sitting on Santa's lap, you're opening yourself up to jokes.
Right.
And what's wrong with that one anyway?
No.
What, that thing? I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. It's different
Santa's
now.
Santa's
He figured it out. He's done it, he figures like 20,000 times or more. Asked that of adults who sit on his lap. He encourages adults to sit on his lap.
But that question seems a little inappropriate, or not the question. Him saying that he knows where all the little naughty boys and girls live, that's a little inappropriate.
Why?
Because, I mean, we live in such a culture that's so scared of pedophiles these days.
Well,
that's right.
We're so full of fear that people can't say things that are just nominally to the point of being silly. This is silly.
But he's referring to the naughty adults. I mean, he's I don't know.
What? Do you think he should have gotten fired?
No.
Get over it. People.
Yeah, that's what I say. Get over it. But after all, it is San Francisco.
I think he's having a little fun with the moms and dads,
right,
you know, who come along. That's...
Yeah. Okay, let's see if we have this correct. Glenn is in Tavares, Florida. Glenn, have I ever spoken with you before?
Yes, you have.
I have. Okay, let's see here. We'll move to... Here's Barry in Arkansas. Barry, have I ever spoken to you before?
No, you haven't.
Never spoken to you before. All right, so you get a shot at this. Whose voice is that on that song?
It's Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Good job.
Who, along with Alec Guinness and James Dean and some other Orson Welles, Barbara Stanwyck, are going to be in a new movie that George Lucas is putting together, bringing back the images of these people and trying to make them real. That ought to be pretty fascinating, huh?
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You may have heard that traveling to see the Northern Lights can be a trip of a lifetime. But guess what? You don't necessarily have to travel that far to experience this phenomenon. The Northern Lights, or Aurora Borealis, is a natural light display based on solar activity, which becomes more visible the farther north you get. You're even more likely to catch a glimpse of them in the winter when the nights are longer. But one of the best places in North America to experience this is in Churchill, Manitoba. That's in Canada, which sits directly under the Aurora Oval. Even closer to home, there have been sightings in northern U.S. states. In Michigan, the Aurora Borealis is sometimes visible on the Kuwinwa Peninsula. Check out the northernmost town on the peninsula, Copper Harbor. Here you can drive up to the top of Brockway Mountain, one of the best spots to see the lights. But remember, the best spot is when there's no moon. And then there's Minnesota. The Lake of the Woods is what separates the U.S. from Canada, and it's a great viewing area. Head to Scenic Byway along State Highway 11 for the best views. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care now.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit Avis.com to create your profile or update your preferences. Avis, we try harder.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at TravelGuard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by TravelGuard. See your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from TravelGuard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Do you have pain from an injury or headache? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put sound frequencies into a kaolin and clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of injury, frequency signals are transmitted that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones go to work to eliminate inflammation. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. Here's what Jody from San Diego had to say. I have a weakness in my neck from a car accident. About once a month I have neck pain, and the only thing that has ever helped is going to the chiropractor. To my surprise, the Knockout Pain Cream took away the headache and my neck seemed just fine. No adjustment required. The product has already paid for itself. To order or learn more about Knockout Pain Cream, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com.
Council.
Good day to be me. Good day to be you. Good day for a new friend. We're going to meet Terry Bird in a few minutes, who is our listener of the day or listener of the week. Don't forget, you can always text us. Clay is monitoring the text line, which is 646-926-DOUG. You can also send your comments to twitter.com/good day, or you can do the same thing at Facebook. We can't do that at MySpace, though. Is there, after the MySpace thing, Clay, was announced a few weeks ago, they were going to do a deal with Facebook. Do you think they've become a little more prominent? Is it me? Am I imagining that they have become a little more prominent, or are they actually are they a little more prominent than they were before?
I mean, they might be a little more prominent, but not much. I actually know one person that has mentioned MySpace in the past, like, month.
Really? I just signed into mine the other day for the first time in forever.
Uh-huh. Really? Yeah.
And it's so confusing now, I don't even understand it.
Yeah, really? I haven't been on my MySpace page in maybe a year.
Wow. That's pretty telling.
I do like their new logo, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the MySpace?
Yeah, it's smart.
Is it?
And if Clay thinks so, then it is.
That is true. What is the story?
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
The free gift card scams that have hit Facebook. Have you heard about this? There's a fraudulent Facebook gift card invite that's shown up, form of a promised $500 certificate to Whole Foods that is often sent from a trusted friend, somebody somehow or other. This is how bad this is getting. Some people are getting into the Facebook pages, figuring out the whatever the codes are. How do you get, what is that? Is it a code? What is it that would allow someone to know how to get to your email from Facebook, Clay? How would you be able to do
well,
that?
Facebook applications are allowed to access a ton of user information. So what I'm assuming this is just one that's going a roundabout way and Facebook doesn't realize it's a scam yet, and hopefully it'll take care of it.
Well, there you get, here's one, promises a $1,000 gift card from Best Buy.
He's stupid. You're not going to get a $1,000 gift card for free.
Yeah, but Richie, some people are either they're greedy or enamored by all of this.
And here's the other thing I don't do when I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is applications.
How so? What it would explain what would be an application.
Clay, you can probably do it. Farmville, for example. It yeah. wants to... It's
you a, know, you it, should just leave Farmville alone, okay? Some of us like our fake cows.
No. I'm just using it as an example. And it's a... Farmville is okay because we know that they're not, trying to get all your information and sell it. But there are hundreds of birthday applications and, hey, it's Happy New Year's. Wish all your friends a Happy New Year. And what it does is it's a third-party application that wants to access your Facebook account. Mm-hmm. And you give them permission to do so.
And for no good reason.
Sometimes it's to play Farmville. Cool, that's fine, that's good. But some of these things are really just kind of like, out there. Like, where did this come from? Who built it? And you don't know who you are giving access to your Facebook account to.
I can't believe there are people out there that have this kind of time that they can do this stuff. This is
tons of time.
Oh, my God. Amazing how much time this
is. So just be careful when you... Yeah. Add an application to your Facebook page.
So, Clay, what is our report today? Social media's big story, the big headline today that isn't what we're... the regular headlines. Here's Reuters, for example. This is why we try to differentiate between the regular news media and what people are really following. Not that people aren't interested in the tax code, for example, WikiLeaks or the Nobel Peace Prize, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing... let's see here. FAA lost track of 119,000 aircraft last year. That's pretty good to know, isn't it? Aren't you happy to hear that? I'm thrilled to know they're doing such a great job. Another great government agency. Let's see here. Pfizer is the focus of WikiLeaks. That would be something. You might find that. Is that something close to what you're following on social media today, or what do you have, some way off the wall thing?
Yeah, I got something a little off the wall. WikiLeaks has been up there all week, and there's tons of stories going on with
that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that stuff, right. Yeah.
But people were also talking about yesterday, someone posted on Reddit.com and posted a picture of President Obama from Obama circa 2008 and Obama December 2010 and said, holy crap, I never want to be president. Because Obama, he looked really young in 2008. It's only been 2 years. Now he has a full head of gray hair.
It happened to George Bush, too.
It happened to Clinton. Well, Clinton was gray for already.
Yeah, but look at the rest of his face.
Yeah.
Look at all of that.
Big man, it ages you.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah,
it really
does.
Someone actually mentioned Jimmy Carter on here. He said that he aged faster than any human being ever.
Yeah. Well, that is something that's a truism. And it's an interesting observation that people would make. I was thinking that the other day watching him at a news conference. I didn't think he had a full head of gray hair, but he's got a lot of gray. You can see it coming through. But he keeps it closely cropped. So if your hair is shorter, you don't see the color as well as if it's longer.
You think as a young president, he actually likes that to make him look more
prestigious?
Mature.
Yeah. Hard to tell, Richie. Maybe you'll ask him the next time you see him walking around Washington when you're driving through town. Hey, Mr. Prez, what about your hair?
Hey, Barack.
What's the story?
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
Why not go Grecian, brother?
Right. And by the way, can you show me your birth certificate? There's
no,
a lot of people.
People,
you know that. They're still beating that drum.
Yep, they sure are.
Russian bungee jumping is the focus of our video of the day today.
Uh-oh.
A group of Russian children tying their friend to the roof of a building with a makeshift bungee cord, then throwing her off the roof of a building. Apparently, everybody ends up okay. I wouldn't have Clay put this up there if things didn't turn out well. You don't want to see something like that end badly.
It looks like it's going to end in disaster for a second, but it ends up all right.
Yeah. All right. So, there you go.
And a video I put up yesterday is, it's really funny. It's mashups. I've just come to find these mashups of Christmas songs with popular rock songs.
Oh, yeah?
And somebody took the Police, Roxanne, and more specifically the line, "You don't have to put on a red light," and mashed it up with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What is this? You got it there?
Yeah. But you have to see it. It's really funny. And hold on, man. I have to turn off this.
Now, wait a minute. Richie's at the controls.
Up with the Rudolph.
Bad man behind the wheel.
There it is. So it's the Police, but you're watching the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
This is in the video box at Doug7.com.
It is.
GoodDayShow.com.
Shiny. I'd even say it glow.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's got to prove again that you can take some of these things and do a lot of like the Joe, what's his face, Satriani.
Joe Satriani.
Yeah. But is it more entertaining to watch it than just listen to it?
It's really funny to watch because they've taken the...
Join in any reindeer games, right?
And one song. And then here, Chelsea do it. Yeah. So, like, for example, they had the little guy that says, I want to be a dentist. That's him. And this is the snowman, Burl Ives snowman, playing the banjo on the guitar.
That's clever.
It's really clever.
Well done. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, how optimistic are you about the new year? A, extremely, 2010 is over, bring on 2011. B, somewhat, it's another year, but there's nothing too special about it yet. And C, I've got a creepy feeling 2011 is going to be a terrible year. Ugh. Yesterday's poll, do you think younger people are more likely to approve of WikiLeaks? 60% said yes, that today's children are enamored with technology. 34% of you said, I don't think so. Young people are more likely to support their government. 6% of you said, no, I don't think anybody approves of WikiLeaks. Although the results are there for you to observe as you're fiddling around going through the various things that are on the homepage and elsewhere as you dig deeper into the things at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we meet Terry Bird, who is here as our fan of the week on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix that you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through December 11th, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Cause I'm as free as bird now.
Very clever, Richard. 15 before the hour, Dr. Kent joins us in a few moments. First, though, let's meet Terry Bird, who is a retired radiological engineer.
Wow, he's smart.
Very smart. That's why he listens to the Good Day program, because he's smart. Don't you find that your mind is complimented by all the minds here on this program, Terry?
Of course.
Yeah. He's very convinced of it, too. I can tell by listening to it. Very convinced of that. So you have been listening for how long?
A couple of years.
A couple of years. How did you find us?
Well, conservative and Christian radio station in the area has the show on in the morning. And
really? It's a conservative and Christian station that carry this program?
Yes.
God bless them.
Literally.
Really?
All right. So what do you like best about listening to Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and Clay and all the people who are part of the program, whether they be regulars or the folks who share things with us on the phone? What do you like? What is there that keeps you around?
Well, I like the banter. The banter to me is a lot of times funnier than real life.
Well, how does it affect you, though? One of the things that we try hard to do is make sure that whatever we're talking about has relevance to people who are listening. Otherwise, what good is it? So have you learned something from listening to some of the trials and tribulations of the people who are here?
Well, yes. Getting Clay to pay attention, that's
easier said than done.
That's a big trial.
Anyway, you have that. Did you have that with your children? How old are your children?
Well, I have three children. I have two grown.
Yeah.
And one 11-year-old. And the oldest and the youngest have that attention span problem sometimes.
Attention deficit disorder, I think they call it.
Yes.
Something like, or I just don't care. Maybe that's a better way. That's a, I don't.
I think those are mutual terms.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think that's it. It's parental children relationships, that sort of thing. What do you do for fun?
Four wheeling through the national parks and state parks.
Ooh, cool.
Four wheeler. What kind? What is it? What's the four wheeler?
It's an ATV, an all terrain vehicle.
No, but isn't there? What, don't they have different kinds? Big ones, little ones. But what's the brand name?
I have a Polaris.
Polaris. Yeah, they make nice E-mobiles and things like that as well. Yeah. So that's
good. The Hummer of four wheelers.
Yeah. Have you lived in Arkansas all your life?
No, sir. I've only been here about 22 years.
Really? Where'd you come from?
Kentucky.
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 And was it work that brought you from Kentucky over to Arkansas?
Yes. Kentucky has nothing nuclear, and Arkansas has a nuclear power plant and several other nuclear associations.
And the Clintons.
Yeah. That's a radiology there.
I'm trying to hide that.
Yeah. You're a submariner, though. You were in the Navy, and that's where you got your training for all of this?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, that's a great thing about being in the service like that. You can really do extraordinarily well learning a trade, and then you make it your life's work. Well, it's very pleasant to meet you, Terry Bird, and the wish from all of us to you and your family is that you have a wonderful holiday season and a great new year. And thank you again for your support and listening to the program. Neat to meet you.
Thank you, and nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you have a wonderful, a good day. How's that? 11 before the hour, time for info from Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the important cogs in the wheel. The good news about life expectancy, or maybe not, Ken. We always are looking at these numbers, and it seems that we've sort of stopped on a number, haven't we?
Yes, it's just a one-year report out of the CDC this morning. U.S. life expectancy, Doug, has dropped slightly by about a month after mostly inching up for many years. A baby born in 2008 can expect to live to 77.8 years if current trends continue.
And that would be we're losing the battle because of people and their obesity, their lifestyle, that sort of thing, right?
It's not clear, but certainly that seems likely. And also, stroke fell from number three leading cause of death for the first time in five decades to number four. It's surpassed by chronic lower respiratory diseases. These include asthma, emphysema, and chronic bronchitis.
A study on why wintertime babies are at risk.
Yes. You're a wintertime baby, aren't you? Is that out of Nature Neuroscience?
I'm a fall baby, maybe. That's
okay, good.
Halfway.
I feel better already.
I'm a winter baby.
Yeah. Well, people born in the winter are at higher risk for mental health disorders, including bipolar depression, schizophrenia, and seasonal affective disorder. We may now know why.
I'm a February baby, too.
In other words, we have crazy people here.
Crazy around.
That's it.
It's the light cycle may disrupt the biological clock.
When's your birthday, Roberta?
Not till June.
June 2nd, I'm normal.
Yeah, it's just Gemini.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Cuckoo.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
God is one of us.
Just a flower.
That may be blasphemy for some, but you have your beliefs, I have mine. I believe God is everywhere. Everywhere. Richie is God. So his wife says.
Yeah, right.
Jennifer is God. Roberta is God. Listen to her. She'll tell you that herself. Clay Cohut is God. Chuck Curry is God. I believe all of us have that God energy in us. Whether we are God, we are full of that energy, that life, that connection, that soul. This is Joan Osborne from the film Vanilla Sky. Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz. Didn't they have a hot thing going on?
They did.
During the filming of this, Cameron Diaz was
no,
in this.
No, they did not.
Tom
really?
Cruise?
They
did. Yeah, they did.
Cameron
they
did?
No. No,
no,
Tom Penelope Cruise and Penelope Cruz.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of attention paid to, if they got married, whose last name would be spelled which way. Remember all of that.
That's right.
This is from that. It's called One of Us. Richie likes the song. Film topping the box office during this week in 2001, so 9 years ago. And Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise again this past summer in what was a good action flick. And you think that was Night and Day was a good action flick? It didn't get the good reviews, but it was a good standard kind of movie for a person like me. I thought the movie was fine. What do you go to the movies for? People go, there's not an Oscar contender. Why does every movie have to be an Oscar contender? Why just like something good, interesting to spend some time with?
I totally agree with you, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, get out of my face with all that stuff, will you please? Listen to Chucker. You know, actually, go check out Chucker's blog, which is Entertainment Today.
I always tell people that if you go into the Lennon Moulton book, a movie like Death Wish 3, we get one star, but in my opinion, it's a four-star B movie.
Yeah, it's a B movie. But these guys, they're all just, it is really amazing how when you apply this stuff, it's like people. Everybody wants to have things categorized the same so they're comfortable with it, so it fits for them. Everybody's different. You have different ways of looking at things. Maybe a great movie for some and not a good movie for others. Hello. Speaking of that, this movie that is in our trivia.
You sound like a prophet, Doug. I just want to, can I say one thing?
You may.
I'm very, very excited for this Sunday night's Dexter final. Very excited.
You are. I've never watched Dexter once in my life.
You know.
Have you ever seen a serial killer more lovable, Doug?
I haven't been. If that's what the show's about, I'm sure I'm not going to watch it.
Hmm. Yeah, I really want
a serial killer with a heart of gold.
I want to watch that show, but I just don't have time.
All right, well, maybe that's something else. Well, that's it. There are a lot of good shows around, and who's got the time to watch all of them?
Man,
whether you
tough.
Tape them or TiVo them or whatever you do with them?
If you're going to watch one or two of them, Dexter would be right at the top of the list.
Got it. I like The Good Wife. My favorites at the moment are The Good Wife. I think the NCIS shows are good.
I'll tell you what you should be watching, Dudley.
What's that?
Blue Bloods.
I like that show, too.
I recently got into it. It's a Friday night show with Tom Selleck.
Yeah, that's a good
show.
Good cast, too. Yep, I like that. Yep. All right, let's get to a movie that does also all of those things. It's entertaining, has a great cast, in it you would recognize all of the voices. Well, yeah, you'd recognize all of them. Here's the first clip.
He needs something now. He's smart, Mr. Jenks.
Mr. Jenks.
Got it. That is his name. He was put in my ear. Hey, Kip, could I have a box for my mouth so he can sleep in here with me?
What that was the guy who was on Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds, right?
Yes, one of the greatest movies of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
800-510-8255.
ID it for some pajama-gram. You can have a pajama-gram, pajama, set of pajamas, or a CD, whichever you like. Here's the next clip.
Questions. Do you leave the light on after bedtime? Because I get
this is so easy.
In the dark sometimes.
All right, Richie, come on. 800-510-8255. Everybody's got this, right?
I love that movie.
All right, let's see. Roberta, do you
that
have it?
That voice is the guy who turns 53 today, is the voice of that guy. Roberta, you know this movie?
Hmm. No.
She's so spellbound, she's gone. All right, last clip, Richie, make it fast.
You might want to reconsider getting in the cell with this guy. He's enormous.
Can't be bigger than you.
Another classic television and movie actor, that voice. All right, this guy can play more. Hey, good guy, bad guy. All right, let's go. Chaka, what's coming out this weekend at the movies?
Two films opened up. The third Chronicles of Narnia movie expected to open number one at the box office, and also The Tourist with Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie. Speaking of reviews, I know you say they don't matter, but this one's getting some really bad reviews. Still, I think it'll have a decent opening.
Which one are you talking about, The Tourist?
The Tourist, with John Depp and Angelina.
Depp and, a lot
and,
of impressive.
Good, really good buzz on The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale. That opens next Friday. Many with inside the industry expected to be a serious Oscar contender. And one bit of movie news, the Wachowski brothers of Matrix fame signing on to direct a modern-day urban version of Robin Hood titled Hood for Warner Brothers. They've already reached out to Will Smith to star in this movie. And I didn't know this. So Will Smith was originally offered the starring role in The Matrix, but turned it down to do Wild Wild West.
Terry, that was a good choice. Terry in Alaska, what's the name of that movie?
The Green Mile.
Tom Hanks, David Morse, James Cromwell, and Michael Clark Duncan. Thank you.